Hare Krishna. Revealing our feeling is the beginning of healing. The Bhagavad Gita begins with Arjuna suffering an emotional breakdown. He describes promptly his feelings to his mentor Krishna. Vepatuscha sharire me romaharshascha jayate gandivam sramsate hastat tvakchaiva paridhayate. He says, Vepatuscha sharire me, my whole body is trembling. Romaharshascha jayate, that the hair are standing on end, body hair are standing on end because of anxiety. Gandivam sramsate hastat. The emotions are so overwhelming that the bow is slipping from my hand. You may see sometimes in movies, some people, especially when a woman hears some terrible news, some relative has passed away, they may be carrying some plate and suddenly the plate slips from their hands and it falls down. And they may almost faint or swoon. So actually, the slipping of the bow for a warrior can be said to be almost effeminate. But it indicates, and Arjuna is far from effeminate, he is the very embodiment of masculine virility. So, that the emotions, that he has been subjected to emotions to such an extent that he is... his bow is slipping, that indicates how overwhelmed he is. Tvakchaiva paridahyate, and he says, my whole body skin is burning. Now, the first chapter describes Arjuna's emotional predicament. And then, in the second chapter, at the beginning in 2.7, he surrenders to Krishna. And after he hears the Bhagavad Gita's message and understands how he should act, what he should live for, then at the end, in 18.73, he describes how he has become calm and confident now. Nashto moha smutir labdha tat prasadan mayachita stito smigata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. My illusion is dispelled. He says, I have become steady, my doubts are gone, my memory has been restored, I'll do what you will. So essentially, Arjuna has become emotionally healed by hearing the Bhagavad Gita. Now the Bhagavad Gita's central message is Bhakti Yoga. And bhakti is essentially a process for healing our emotions. Our present condition is a disease condition, wherein our emotions are misdirected towards material things. Because material things are alien to our essential spiritual nature. We are a spirit and things around us are material. So these cannot actually provide us any lasting satisfaction. These cannot provide us any lasting satisfaction. They can provide only some fleeting titillation. And beyond that, they are temporary. That's why when we get attached to them, we end up in misery in various kinds of ways. Nowadays, people suffer from psychosis, neurosis, varieties of complexes. All these may have some specific causes, but their foundational causes, the misdirection of our emotions towards matter. So bhakti cures these misdirections by redirecting our emotions towards Krishna. Now, while practicing bhakti, we need to reveal our emotions to our spiritual mentor so that they can guide us how we can best practice bhakti. Now, revealing our emotions, what does it mean and what does it not mean? It doesn't mean that we actually just indulge in a pity party, that we recycle old hurts and hang-ups and dump our load on others, emotional load on others. We have to remember that revealing the feeling is only the beginning of healing. It itself is not healing. The healing happens when we practice bhakti yoga. So just as when we go to a doctor, if we are sick physically, then we tell the physical symptoms of the sickness and then the doctor prescribes the treatment. So what cures us is not the description of the symptoms, it is the acceptance of the treatment. Similarly, we shouldn't stay stuck in the beginning and keep wallowing in our feelings. Rather, we submit our feelings to our spiritual mentors and then learn from them how best we can practice bhakti. Now our feelings can help us to learn both about our disease and our cure. The things that we feel very wildly agitated about and induce wild feelings within us, they indicate our attachments and our weaknesses. They are point to the things that we need to be careful about. And similarly, the things that trigger sweet devotional emotions within us, say we like to hear kirtans, we like to take darshan, we like to do a particular kind of service, these indicate the ways in which we can practice bhakti joyfully. By doing these activities more, whatever austerities might be there in the path of bhakti, they will become more tolerable and our practice of bhakti will become more relishable. And in that way, we will march way beyond the beginning to the culmination of healing. Thank you. Hare Krishna.